This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Albania continues to rise. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Albanian Defense Ministry says the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake keeps rising and some 650 people are declared injured. Rescuers are still digging for rubble in search of survivors. The quake, with a magnitude of 6.4, brought down several apartment blocks in the city of Durres and a town close to the epicenter. Their residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the earthquake continued. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch group claims it has damning evidence showing the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army is engaged in summary executions, pillaging, seizure of properties, and prevention of the return of people to their homes. Human Rights Watch cites evidence that the SNA executed prisoners, seized the homes of local Kurds, and engaged in indiscriminate shelling of civilians. It also says that social media postings of videos put up by the militia appear to show the execution of women prisoners. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeast Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces, which are made up mainly of the Kurdish militia, the YPG. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist group, but the militia was a crucial ally of Washington's military effort against the Islamic State. Ankara vehemently denies any intention that it's seeking demographic changes in Syria. However, the latest findings by Human Rights Watch can only add to questions over Turkey's plans for a safe zone and the mass return of Syrians. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Wednesday rejected what he called interventionism after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was working to designate the Latin American country's drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Gavino Garay of Reuters has more.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador hit back at the U.S. on Wednesday, accusing it of interventionism after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was working to designate Mexico's drug cartels as terrorist organizations.
Sí.
I will only say cooperation, yes. Intervention, no.
López Obrador said Mexico would take up the issue after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and that he had asked his foreign minister to lead the talks. President Trump floated the idea in a radio interview with conservative personality Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. A growing chorus of conservative voices in the United States has called for Mexican cartels to be classified as terrorist groups after the killing of 9 Americans with dual Mexican nationality in Mexico earlier this month.
That's Gavino Garay of Reuters. A Bangladeshi court sentenced 7 members of an Islamist group for plotting a 2016 attack in which 22 people died. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
A Bangladeshi court has sentenced 7 members of an Islamist group to death for planning the Southeast Asian country's worst ever terrorist attack. That took place on July 1, 2016, when 5 young militants armed with guns and grenades stormed the Holy Artisan Cafe in the capital Dakar's diplomatic quarter. Over the next 12 hours, they killed 22 diners who they'd taken hostage. The restaurant was popular with foreigners, and the victims included 9 Italians, 7 Japanese, an American and an Indian. The attackers were killed in a rescue bid by army commandos.
That's David Doyle of Reuters. Iran's supreme leader claimed without evidence Wednesday that protests that have rocked his country were a Western conspiracy. Lucy Fielder has more.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called an outbreak of deadly violence over the past 2 weeks a dangerous conspiracy on Wednesday, while the interior minister said about 730 banks and 140 government sites had been torched in the worst anti-government unrest in a decade. He also said up to 200,000 people had taken part nationwide. Protests began on November 15th in response to gas price hikes, but soon escalated with calls for Iran's leaders to step down. Tehran blames thugs linked to Washington, Israel and Saudi Arabia for stirring up violence.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.